If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Good show last night with the lightning and a few thunder sounds.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky.
Yeah, it's just the morning that's the problem.
It makes me feel good.
11 minutes after 8, Thursday morning, October 22. Let's get the entertainment report from Dean Richards. Sad to hear the news about Joel Daly today, wasn't it, Dean?
Yeah, truly one of the most legendary TV anchors that we've had in Chicago. Worked for 38 years over at WLS-TV. First he came to WLS in 1967, and then a year after that was paired up with the legendary Fahey Flynn. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Fahey Flynn.
All right.
Who had just come over from Channel 2, and they created one of the most popular and influential news teams in America, really. It was based on their format of what has been loosely called happy talk, but really was just kind of a friendly conversational demeanor between the news anchors and the sports anchor and the weatherman. Which up until that time had been very staid and formal, and no conversation, no laughing, no anything. They created it, and it spread around the country. He remained on that 10 o'clock news show with Fahey until he passed in 1983, and then Joel was paired up with Linda Yu at 4 o'clock on Channel 7 until Joel retired in 2005. But he was just an amazing guy. In addition to being a TV anchor and a top-notch reporter, he was also an author. He was a lawyer. He went to night school while he was doing the 4 o'clock news with Linda Yu. Went to night school and got his law degree.
That was amazing.
He was a pilot. And we had him here on the TV morning news many times, singing country music and yodeling.
The Sundowners.
Exactly. First class singer and yodeler, and would appear all over the Chicago area. I met him many, many times, mostly at the St. Patrick's Day Parade, that he took great pride in participating in every year as a good old Irishman. Lived in the LaGrange area for his time here in Chicago. And according to RobertFeeder.com, was diagnosed with vascular Parkinsonism, which is a condition that led to many strokes. He also underwent gallbladder surgery recently and passed away this morning. He was 86 years old.
About 5 or 6 years ago, Marianne and I chatted with him on WGN Radio. Here's a little bit of that conversation, starting with something I said about the 4 o'clock news, which years ago was a big deal, a station starting at 4 o'clock news. But Joel talked about how it became pretty much standard operating procedure after a while.
Well, I called it the news for shut-ins. And I was wrong. We had a few other people that were watching.
Yeah.
And it turned out pretty well because the general manager knew I was a little unhappy with leaving my longtime perch in the 10 o'clock news, and he said, "I want to extend your contract." And I said, "I don't want to. I'm going to go somewhere else. You made your bed, and you're going to lie in it, and I'm not going to be a part of it," and all that good stuff. And he said, "Well, what I can do to entice you to stay?" So, you know, that never comes along in this business.
Right.
So I started naming really outrageous things.
Like?
Well, I finally ran out of things. One was a parking spot in the building. That was like,
that's
forget
awesome.
About it.
Yeah, no, I couldn't wing that one.
But you wanted to go to law school then, didn't you?
Well, I didn't want to. It was just something that a long time ago I thought about doing, and it blurted out. I said, and I'm going to go to law school at night, and you're going to have to cut me some slack because I won't be here for my usual 14 hours a day. And I thought that was the deal breaker. He looked at me. He said, well, anything else?
Doable.
That was Dennis Swanson who said yes to that, right?
Yes. Good old Dennis. Yes. He still owes me 3 weeks' vacation. You know, I had
Joel Daly, who can ever forget the Flynn Daly TV commercials?
Absolutely. Those were just such classic, you know, funny commercials with them in, you know, in war bunkers delivering the news and, you know, just classic things. Wasn't it Dennis Swanson also, the general manager, who did that deal with Joel Daly, who was responsible for bringing Oprah to Chicago also?
Yep, absolutely. And then Joel actually anchored with Oprah for about 3 weeks, I think. Yeah, he's one of the greats, no doubt about it.
He really is, and it was such a nice man off camera. I mean, it was a nice man on camera, but could not have been just a nicer, decent man off the air as well.
Last night, the Billboard Latin Music Awards were going on, and who won?
Yeah, we had a couple of award shows going on last night. The Billboard Latin Music Awards was, you know, all of these award shows are catching up for award shows that were supposed to happen earlier in the year but got postponed because of the pandemic. But the big winner last night was Bad Bunny and Daddy Yankee, who each went home with 7 awards apiece. Bad Bunny winning both Artist of the Year and Album of the Year. Jennifer Lopez won Tour of the Year. Also, the CMT Awards were last night, the fan-voted awards for country music, video, and television performances. All the performances done remotely from various locations around Nashville, with only a few exceptions. But the big winner there last night was Carrie Underwood, who won Video of the Year and Female Video of the Year. She now has won more CMT Music Awards than any other performer. Luke Bryant won Male Video of the Year, Dan and Shay Duo of the Year, and Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani winning Collaborative Video of the Year for their song Nobody But You.
And the new Borat movie is available starting Friday on Amazon Prime Video. So this whole controversy with Rudy Giuliani is probably great for the publicity arm of the movie, isn't it, Dean?
Well, sure. Of course it is. Not to mention that this morning in London, down the Thames River, the movie company, Amazon Prime, is floating a giant, inflatable, nearly naked Sacha Baron Cohen on a boat, a giant boat down the river. It's going to go right past Big Ben and all the historic buildings of central London this morning. They know how to work these movies. But, Sacha Baron Cohen is back as Borat, the sequel to the 2006 comedy. Is coming out tomorrow and is already causing so much controversy already. Most of it surrounded by Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, now a lawyer, personal lawyer to Donald Trump. I saw the movie yesterday, and the sound that you heard, you may have thought was a clap of thunder. It was actually my jaw dropping to the ground.
Really? Worse than the others? Well, when I say worse, I mean more shocking?
It is in many ways more shocking. There are many scenes that you just cannot believe that you're watching. It's extremely irreverent, extremely politically incorrect in every way possible. But just the mere fact that most of what you're watching is real. It's these punk videos that Sacha Baron Cohen is famous for doing, both as Borat and as Ali G, the character that he did on his HBO show, where he would film people doing and saying incredibly silly and stupid and embarrassing things, catch it all on film, and then put it all on his show. One scene in this movie, the one that's causing all this controversy, that Giuliani last night tweeted out is complete fabrication, is a scene in which Giuliani is being interviewed by the actress who plays Borat's daughter in the movie. And she appears to be very nervous, and she is definitely being very flirty with Giuliani in the movie. And the scene goes from him being interviewed to the two of them going into the next room. It's a hotel suite, so they go into the bedroom, and then you see them both sitting on the bed. And I'll spare you the details around the breakfast table this morning of
Thank you.
Exactly what happens. But it is very embarrassing. What for what you believe to be happening on the screen is extremely embarrassing for the former mayor. And to that, in addition to his tweet saying complete fabrication, he says, "I was only tucking in my shirt after I took off the recording equipment." He said, "At no time before, during, or after the interview was I ever inappropriate. And if Sacha Baron Cohen implies otherwise, he is a stone-cold liar." And says that he went on to call the cops after he realizes that he had been set up in this movie. So that's just one of the, you know, shocking things that you see. Shocking, inappropriate, kind of gross. Things that you're going to see in this movie. It is a very hard R-rated movie. If you're a fan of Borat, if you're a fan of, you know, his style of these, you know, punk kind of videos that he does, you're going to love this. If, you know, you like your movies a little more tame, you're going to be shocked, probably never go see it. If you are a fan of the president or the Republican Party, you're probably not going to like this movie as well.
It sounds like it's sure to be a big hit.
Yeah, sure. It's a little something for everyone.
And how was your interview with Kevin Costner?
Nice. We had a great conversation with both him and Diane Lane. They both star in this new movie that's going to be coming out in early November called Let Him Go. They play the grandparents to a little boy who is kidnapped away from them. They view as being kidnapped away from them by their widowed daughter-in-law. So their son dies. The daughter-in-law takes the son and steals away in the middle of the night. And this movie is about their search for their grandson. And it's a heartbreaking movie. It's a nail biter. It's a unbelievable suspense movie. Leslie Manville is also in the movie, and if she doesn't get nominated for an Academy Award, I don't know who possibly could. She's so great in the movie. But we talked with all of them on Zoom calls. And as long as we're talking to Kevin Costner about the movie, I had to talk to him about his classic film that he made here in Chicago, The Untouchables. What do you remember from Untouchables in your days in Chicago with that?
Well, I knew I was on something special. I was working with the biggest star that I'd ever met, which was Sean Connery. I was in a city that I'd never been in before, and it turned out to be my favorite big city in America. And I remember being colder than I'd ever been cold in my life there one day. it was really blue weather. They called me to the set. It wasn't a cloud in the sky. And I stepped out of the trailer, and I think all the hairs in my nose broke. It was so cold. It just crackled, and I thought, and I went right back into the trailer like a little girl. I just went in there. I said, "This is really cold out here. I'd never seen anything like it." But that movie, it was a No Way Out in Untouchables came boom, boom. And being there, you know, being in that city, that era was fabulous. The cars, the guns, the people. And it was, I'm so happy I was a part of that movie.
I like when people talk about Chicago. It's either deep dish pizza or how they have never felt cold like the cold that they have felt when they've been in Chicago.
And this just in, as far as the Borat movie, Jeffrey Toobin loved it. Thank you very much, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.